Oh, this one I really, really like. Your success and happiness in life is largely dependent on how many uncomfortable conversations you're willing to have.
Ooh.
Because a lot of times we avoid these, if at all possible. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we assume we already know everything we need to know about what their response would be, how they would react, how they would treat us, how they would feel about us. We hide our feelings in these conversations or let them loose in ways that we later regret. And we avoid these because we're afraid of how they're going to go. Mm-hmm. So one of these things to remember when you're going into a difficult conversation, and this can be for your job, for your relationship, for you and your kids, for anything, just know that you're not the only one that's right. It's hard to accept that sometimes. It is possible for others to have a different opinion mm-hmm. and at the same time be just as right as you are from their perspective. Because they're different people. They have different information. They have different experiences. They're going to have a different perspective on things. It's important for you guys to be able to communicate that. And a lot of times, and I'm guilty of this, I'm trying to remedy this, most people prepare really, really well for difficult conversations. And the problem with that, it's good to know how you feel going in. Mm-hmm. It's good to know what you would like to say. But sometimes if you over-prepare instead of actually listening and adapting to what is actually happening, you're going over your facts and your strategy, trying to get back to that yeah. in your head about what you were going to say or how this was going to go. And that really takes you out of the moment. It takes you out of the understanding that you're looking for. So keep it straightforward and short. Focus on the effect things have on you instead of pointing the finger at the other person. Because again, they're going to have a different perspective. You can say how this affects you. Speak with care, not necessarily with caution. Caution prevents you from speaking the truth about what you want to say, to protect feelings, to protect yeah. reputations. Speaking with care means you are trying hard to be accurate, respectful, and to stay connected to what is actually happening right then. These can be the most powerful for our growth in relationships. We can connect and understand in ways we didn't realize existed. And only good can come from these conversations, whether it's a beginning or an ending or just a new understanding. It's all going to be good for you.